So it was maddening. It was like in slow motion, the expenditure of Measure M funding in Orange County for the expansion of the Interstate 405. And it was, let's say it's mid-Orange County to LA County border. And it, you know, we could see how, I don't know if you've seen this kind of obscenity, where every single overpass had to be knocked out so that that two lanes on both sides, both directions, could be added. So it's just this behemoth extension. But it was happening in slow motion. There would be closures and, you know, all this activity. Yeah. It was so expensive. Then after, I mean, we knew what was happening, but there was nothing we could do. It was the Orange County Transit Authority, the, you know, all of the municipal electeds represented on that board, and they all decide, you know, we're going to do this, and there's going to be a toll for those added commuter lanes and occupancy vehicle, whatever you want to call them. And then the rollout. Once it was like this shiny new thing. Oh, we've got all this relief in there. So it was, the reporters were not doing their job. None of them were thinking long term. Yeah. They were all cheerleaders. It was like journalistic malpractice not to see the bigger picture here, Susan. That's the kind of lethargy we're dealing with. I mean, the NPR people, they're all doing the same thing that the shiny ones that are in the, you know, a special kind of a transit covering vehicle where the anchor lady is sitting in there and zooming past all the traffic that's stalled in the other lanes. But I mean, it was like everybody's mind is not on the right thing there. And that was, there was the teachable moment totally missed, a reinforcement of the culture that we're ruining here.
Yeah. Well, 2 points. So Amy Lee has a great story to tell about nudging officials and why we keep doing the same thing over and over again, despite all this evidence that it's not working. Another big complaint I have is that we are not adequately taking into account the pain of construction. All those years that people on the road are experiencing the delays and the increased safety risks of the construction process itself. So, of course, when the new highway lanes open up, it feels wonderful, but that's in part because we've suffered through all those years of awful construction.
It raises that jubilation factor, but because of what was
they're finally done,
but it was also the speed aspect of their foot.
Some state policy we didn't get into. Our calculator was developed because of state policy that says that when we analyze the environmental impacts of a project, which could be a highway widening or a development project, the environmental impact analysis has to look at the increase in vehicle miles of travel, and it's got to mitigate that. So the Value Lab has done several studies around the implementation of this policy. And our calculator, we developed that, well, to provide a different way for Caltrans to estimate the increase in vehicle miles of travel if the highway were widened.
A great tool. Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, the Reason Foundation, they were just criticizing it again.
Of course.
Emails about that today.
Those libertarians, you can't bat them fast enough.
Yeah.
So the irony, or was it an irony or paradox? I sometimes mix them up, that the toll road, it came up actually in the earlier segment because the artists were involved in doing art around trying to shut down a toll road system here.
Okay. Yeah.
With the toll road here, there are so many ironies here.
It's that fun.
Orange County Transit Authority, let's say the Orange County municipalities try to distinguish themselves, it's culturally, politically, apart from Los Angeles. So there's that political sort of distinction. But ironically, when the Toll Road Corridor Agency wanted to put in not one, but three different toll roads, the roads to nowhere, right? They just sort of like take the traffic and then it's dumped. So, but the reason they were able to get the toll roads, they could get through the federal highway system for getting these new toll roads approved in the LA Basin's non-attainment area, the EPA distinction, was that the LA Metro Rail installed was an offset that would allow for the toll roads to be built in Orange County. So they were using the numbers in LA to get in the non-attainment. It's not funny at all. So I mean, what we're talking about in the
funny
art
business.
It's So they sort of like, oh well, we need to do that. But it was there were not to be any of more. There was the 105 that was built. I mean, that was the last one there. But somehow the toll roads got through there. So it was just, it was really quite amazing. So the other is, and I ask you because inside the interview. Is what the students are, because I'm kind of worried, Susan, that, and maybe you can reassure me, that the planning theory and other methods in graduate, undergraduate programs, they are being, they're pushing harder urban planning thinking, because I still see it as a reinforcement of bad fixes.
Planning education?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think so. I mean, I should make clear, I don't teach in a Masters of City Planning program. We don't have one of those at Davis.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood that.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is all...
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's there's an undergraduate program where I teach some planning, and then, yeah, our graduate students are in transportation. So at UCLA, Berkeley, Irvine, they're teaching the urban planners.
Right.
But I think it's...
I mean, it was a fact when we looked at the rational planning method in planning theory in 1982.
Yeah, yeah.
I know that's really dating it, but that the transportation element did not include bikes. And I thought, why would they be so presumptuous as to sound as though they were an exhaustive treatment of options in that comprehensive planning? And there isn't any mention of bicycles. I was infuriated about that. But there was.
Well, yeah, I don't think that happens anymore. Not in California.
But it had to change, though, right? So that's where I'm wondering, when did that start to change? So that's where I'm trying to take the pulse of your undergrads. And it's just, did you have any other takeaways, though, what listeners ought to consider? Or they're implied as far as people think consciously of choices and nudging leadership and nudging each other to, you know, think through your decisions?
Yeah.
It was covered.
That's the big one. Right.
So,
and don't believe that widening the highway is going to make your commute better.
Right. I know what I didn't bring up, but I made a note in there, though, is that the Caltrain isn't working, though. People aren't using it because it's not reliable transportation. It's too slow. Is Caltrain in... at the throes of some upgrades or some, or is there some evaluations of how that could be better serving the whole, I mean, all of the peninsula?
Well, I don't think that's true. I mean, they were hit hard by COVID.
Yes.
And the fact that a lot of the tech workers are staying home, but I wrote it periodically.
You have.
No, good ridership, and you know, a lot of people bring bikes on because, of course, that's part of the problem is they have to get to and from the train station.
The last mile.
But they have a whole train car, you know, for bikes. Yeah, no, I think it's doing pretty well, and they're just about done converting it to electric service.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I think it's better than you're thinking it is.
Okay, well, no, it's the one reporting it to me is probably not acculturated it is a bimodal proposition to take your bike on, and so that you can shorten that last mile, which is always the hardest, as they always say. So
yeah,
all right. Well,
but again,
go ahead. Again, what?
Oh, just land use change happening around the stations, right? Like Sunnyvale is now. That's all really redeveloped, and Mountain View, and there's a lot of stuff going on in proximity to the Caltrain station.
And so, speaking of the land use part of it, then what is the affordability of those units? Are they pretty deluxe?
Well, that's the hard part. Yeah, is the we need policy to ensure that there is affordability in the units being built around these transit
Huge.
Systems. Yeah.
And that's been an ongoing topic that I keep bringing up here, too. Okay. Wow. Well, I thank you for responding at the get-go when I wanted to know, and I appreciate your doing that.
Yeah.
And so, and Amy, I've got her email. I want to do it before election coverage. I mean, it's this is evergreen, this topic. And if she's you said she's got some interesting things about the nudging officials. I'm ready to do that within the next 2 months or something like that. So
yeah.
All right. Thank you for this
Thank
today.
You.
I appreciate it all. Take care.
Yeah.
Good luck.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.